Reading just a little bit in Deuteronomy 28. And it shall come to pass. Amen. It shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shalt thou be in the city. Blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kind, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shalt thou be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall cause thine enemies to rise, that rise up against thee, to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses and in all that thou settest thy hand unto. And he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The Lord shall establish thee an holy people unto himself, as he has sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways. And all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord and shall be afraid of thee. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, in the fruit of thy body, in the fruit of thy cattle, the fruit of thy ground, in the land which the Lord sware unto thee. Skip a few verses and read 14. Thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day, to the right hand or to the left, to go after other gods and serve them. But it shall come to pass that if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe and do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Thou shalt be cursed in the city, and cursed shalt thou be in the field. Cursed shall be thy basket and thy store. Cursed, cursed, cursing on and on. Another one perhaps. Amen. Eight times in the fifth chapter of Matthew, Jesus said, bless it. Bless it. Bless it. Or we would say, blessed. Blessed, 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 blessed. Blessed are even those that are persecuted for righteousness' sake. Blessed are even those that are reviled. Amen. Another one, Luke 19. But when he came and beheld the city, he wept over it, saying, if thou hadst known, even thou, at least in this thy day, the things which belong unto thy peace, but now they're hid from thine eyes. Last part of verse 44. Because thou knewest not the time of thy visitation. Luke 21, 6. As for these things which ye behold, the days will come in the which there shall not be left one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. Amen. The big difference this morning is whether you're blessed or cursed. That's the only big difference in this world. blessed or cursed. Amen. What the environmentalists need to know is not whether there's too much carbon dioxide being emitted into the air, but where there's too much sin. Amen. What is the underlying problem with the environmentalist? Fear. Why are they afraid that the earth is going to go out of business in about 5 billion years? As if they were going to be around somewhere to see whether the earth falls apart in 5 billion years. What's the big problem with the environmentalists today? Fear. What causes fear? Sin. The problem is sin. The problem is not necessarily emissions. The sin of commission is the problem. Amen. When they clean up from the tanks, or the gas tanks in the ground, they haul the dirt off that was contaminated by any leaks and haul it down here to Cincinnati to a depot. Amen. And they stir it back and forth for a few months and let it aerate a little bit and then sell it for topsoil. Amen. You think God don't know how to aerate the earth? You think God don't know how to take care of pollution? Amen. You know how they take care of it? They go down there and sprinkle it with bacteria, you know, let the bacteria do the work and turn it over a few times and sell it. Amen. God's the one that created bacteria. And everything in this world will clean itself up that men does. Amen. That manure pile in the barnyard that seems such a problem turned into fertilizer for the garden. Growed the best lettuce, and onions, and taters. Amen. In Cleve Waite's garden of anybody in the country. Amen. Yeah, the problem with pollution today is not that which cometh out of a man so much as it is that which is in his mind, in his heart. Not that which goes in his mouth, but that which, amen, comes out his mouth. And out of his head. Amen. We're playing head games today. Amen. I'll tell you the big reason for the environmentalists today, and I'm glad that, amen, the factories are not allowed to spew smoke into the air, even though, amen, at the same time, Pinatubo erupted and spewed more sulfuric acid into the air, more toxic fumes into the air than all that man could do in ages. We didn't have no global upheaval when Pinatubo exploded. In fact, if you hadn't read it in the paper, you wouldn't even known it. Amen. At the same time, Pinatubo, amen, exploded. Saddam Hussein ignited all the oil wells in Kuwait. And it was a solid cloud of black smoke that caused black snow to fall in Iraq and Iran and Turkey. Amen. But for the most part, if we hadn't read it in the paper and saw the pictures, we wouldn't even know what it was going on. Amen. Life went on just the same. Amen. No, humans today emit more carbon dioxide than every factory and automobile that is on the highways today. Yeah. Amen. Out of your body. Right. And carbon dioxide is necessary. Oh, but it's those carbons, they say, that's destroying the ozone. Amen. You don't have to worry about the ozone. God made the ozone, and he knows how to take care of it. Praise God. You don't have to worry about that. What's man trying to do today? The environmentalist trying to do? He's trying to beat the rap. He's running scared. He knows he's sinned. The hounds of hell are dogging his heels. Amen. And then there's one more thing, and that is federal funding for education. You see, you got to stir up a new problem and excite a new study and get federal funding to support it, because you know that the congressman's going to say, yeah, give them the money. I'd hate for something bad to happen, and then we'd be held responsible for it. And so they give them a few more millions of dollars, amen, for another study, and the congressman's off the hook, amen. And the colleges and universities and the environmentalists have got their new bureaucracy, and the taxpayers are paying for it. That's what's happening all around us today in the whole environmental program. Amen. You don't have to worry about the snails and the fish and the spotted owl. Amen. And the horny toad, bless your heart, and a little darter in the rivers. God created them, and he can save a few back. And if he needs them, he can make some more. Woo! He made them out of nothing to start with, and he can make some more. Every once in a while, they come upon a whole cache of animals that they thought was extinct. And all of a sudden, they found a bunch of them that God was saving back. Amen. For just such a time of need. Hey, amen. The big difference today is whether we're blessed or cursed. The big difference in the stock market in the United States and Asia this morning is it had to happen over there. They've coasted too long with American backing. Amen. They've got to learn to repent themselves and build a few churches themselves and get right with God themselves. Amen. Oh, Japan has prospered in the last 45 or 50 years with American backing. They didn't even have to spend the money for tanks, guns, airplanes, and a standing army. America furnished that. They could put all their money into their industry. Amen. To compete with us on the market. It's happening all over the world. The United Nations says, you're rich. You ought to pay more than your share. And so America foots a bill, for the most part, in the United Nations. Amen. You're rich. You need to help these countries. And so the backward countries and the third world countries of Africa and Asia, amen, are blessed. That includes Iraq. You see, it was America that built up Iraq and built up the Iraqi army to counter the threat of Iran. Amen. Iran captured a bunch of our people. The Ayatollah took over. The anti-American sentiment ran high. So we had to have a deterrent to Iran. And so we built up the best army in the Middle East. Amen. With money and weapons and training. The Iraqi army. Amen. One reason America was afraid of the Iraqi elite troops was because they had trained them. They had outfitted them. But what they lacked was the moral fiber to use what they had. They were waiting in their holes to wave hidden white flags that they had hidden inside their uniforms that nobody could see, lest they be shot by their superior officers. Amen. They couldn't hardly wait to surrender. Amen. In the war that we fought against Iraq for Kuwait. Amen. They said, where in the world have you been when we finally got there? Amen. Couldn't hardly wait. Tired of starving. Tired of doing without water. Amen. Couldn't hardly wait to surrender. I'll tell you something. You don't have to be worried about Saddam Hussein, even though he will and has started rebuilding of Babylon. You don't have to worry about Arafat. Amen. Even though he is two-faced and cannot be trusted. Amen. You don't have to worry about the fact that right here in the United States, under our protection of freedom of religion, they can build multi-million dollar mosques for the Muslims. You drive south on 75 going into Cincinnati, you can't hardly help but see it. As you drive north and get to the outskirts of Toledo and Detroit, there it stands out there in the middle. Amen. For you to see. All over the country they're building their big mosques. At the same time, they will not allow one church to be built on their soil. They will not allow one Bible, one Christian to exist in their land, even among their own people, without persecution. It don't help them any. Islam hasn't helped them any. Amen. Having the biggest store of oil in the world hasn't helped the man on the street. In Iran, Iraq, Arabia, Kuwait, name it. Amen. Having the biggest store of oil in the world hasn't helped the man lie in his pockets that lives in the desert. It's only helped the politicians. And that's all. What's the big difference this morning in America and the rest of the world? Why is it to the tune of 50,000 people a month? I may be mistaken on that. It may be more than that. They're crossing these borders trying to become immigrants in the United States of America. From every country in the world. What's the difference? Why aren't they knocking at the doors of Australia? There's plenty of room down there, almost as big as the United States. Why do they want in here? The difference is America is blessed. It is the land of opportunity because God has smiled. Why has God blessed America? Because there's still a nucleus of people that's living for God. Hallelujah. Because the Bible is predominant still in this land, and God has blessed our going in, and God has blessed our going out, and God has blessed us in the country, and God has blessed us in the city, and God has blessed us and blessed us and blessed us and blessed us. Let the atheist go to that foreign country like that rebel. Amen. That almost took over the textile industry. Amen. In the Carolinas in the 30s. And finally jumped a $30,000 bail and moved to Russia. Years later, he came back after living in Russia for several years. A beaten, bedraggled man. They asked him, you were free over there. You didn't have to face the courts. And now you have nothing over here. Why did you come back? He said, because To be a prisoner in the United States of America is better than being free in Russia. Atheistic, communist Russia. It's a documentary of history. Amen. Ha! The big difference is being blessed and cursed. Hallelujah. If you obey God, you can be blessed. What's wrong with Israel? What was wrong with Israel for 1900 years? They rejected Christ, their Messiah. When you came to Israel, amen, for 1900 years, you find a desert land. Sharon was a land of cactus and sand and sun and no rain. Amen. It didn't rain in Israel for ages, much to speak of, until these last days. Amen. Due to the persecution of Hitler, the Zionist movement and the immigration to Israel increased, and they began to study and they began to plant trees and they began to repeople the land. Why? Because it was time. When Israel began to plant trees and those trees began to send up moisture, it started raining again in Palestine. You can go to Palestine this time of year and you get in a rainstorm or a snowstorm right in Jerusalem. Amen. I was there when the fog was so thick at the Holocaust Museum that you couldn't even see the bus. No farther down the road, amen, than the front of this church. Praise God. And some more of you were there at the same time. Amen. It started raining again in Israel. Why? Because it was time for it to rain. And the ones that belonged there was going back. Muslim and the Turk didn't belong there. They